You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We are doing our special order up of our top five picks in this year's NFL draft. It is tomorrow night. And here we go from 1 to 5. Not 5 to 1, 1 to 5. Who you got, D?
All right, number one overall to the Carolina Panthers, I've got Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama. Number two, might surprise you, I've got Anthony Richardson, quarterback, Florida, going to the Houston Texans. At number three, no trade here, I've got Will Anderson, defensive end, Alabama, going to the Arizona Cardinals. And number four, I've got quarterback, Ohio State, C.J. Stroud, going to the Colts. And at five, I've got offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Peter Skoronski, going to the Seattle Seahawks. What do you got, Z?
Solid. Solid pick. With the first pick, the Carolina Panthers select Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the University of Florida. I think Tepper is just going to be so enamored with his skill set and with his athletic ability, he's going to see Cam Newton 2.0.
Well, the story I heard is that the GM walked into Frank Reich's office. They both talked each other, and they both were in agreement with the quarterback that they wanted to select. So let's see if that is what happens tomorrow.
Well, my deal is this. The owner is always going to trump the GM and the coach. If the owner wants a guy, he's going to take the guy. That becomes the issue. And this guy, Tepper, is a temperamental dude. So if he wants something bad enough, he strikes me as the type to get it done. With the second pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Will Anderson Jr., edge rusher from Alabama. I think D'Amico Ryans is going to get the guy he wants. He wants a guy who can be a game wrecker, and I think that Anderson is going to be that guy for him. This is the tricky one, right? Arizona. Like, who is going to move up? Is anybody going to move up? Or is Arizona going to be forced to take the pick? I think that Arizona is probably going to be forced to take this pick. Now, what do they need? Linebackers, an offensive tackle, corner, a wideout. With this, with them staying put, with the third pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Pete Skoronski, offensive tackle from Northwestern. They want to keep Kyler Murray upright. That's going to be the way to do it. That's going to be the way to do it. Number four, with the fourth pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Bryce Young, quarterback from Alabama. The height is an issue. He's only 5'10", and 5'10 may be generous. But we'll see. He's the most NFL ready. Hopefully, he'll be able to put on a show. But there are a lot of holes on the Colts. A lot. And with the fifth pick in the NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Jalen Carter, defensive lineman from Georgia. I think that Pete Carroll is enamored with the talent. He can coach the character. They've had plenty of guys that have not had the best character, and Pete Carroll has been able to navigate that, and he can turn this kid into a pro mentally.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.